Here we go. For immunity and reward. Drivers ready. Go!
Well, hello everyone and welcome to Survivors Ready, the show where we get together every single week and we recap the show Survivor. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it. My name is Adam and I am joined by someone who looks like he is straining his neck at the moment and I haven't even unmuted him. I'm joined by Fatty.
Exercises.
And he's trying to get the popper throat out, apparently, and also...
No, I wish it was popper throat. So, anyway, Faye, do you like the poppers?
I don't partake of them.
But you didn't answer my question.
They're okay, but I don't know.
I've never done the poppers. Anyway, we're joined by Faye as well, who can be reached at... pinkwheelnuts.com. I didn't remember if it was garage or podcast or, you know, whatever.
Well, it's all of the above. It's going to soon be faymanorassistedliving.com.
But I'll tell you, the popper. So Fatty told me, so last year in New Orleans, by the way, for all of our listeners, I'll just say this right up front. Pride 48 live New Orleans is happening August 16th through the 18th, and you can join us on March 31st right over here at pride48.com, where all of your lovely suits will be giving you lots of information, and we want you all to join us. It was so much fun last year.
To include the hotel reservation code.
That is correct, yeah.
The secret code.
That's right. Correct. So I'll go ahead and put that on the old website, even though I'm working on a new one. So Fatty won't go, hey, well, and Adam, is that on the website? Down. The link? Oh, the event link. Yeah, I did. Okay. Anyway, so Joey is working super fast this year. So last year in the event that everyone had a fantastic time at and everyone should come this year, Fatty was just handing out the poppers to everyone. Like we're recording in the, you know, we're in the studio, like doing like people are like taking hits or whatever you call it when you're like snorting some pop. I don't know what you even call it. I've never.
What do you call it, Faye?
Have a hit of poppers.
Okay.
Oh, a hit. Okay. A bump? No, that's Coke.
No.
So when everybody was bumping some poppers last year.
You do a hit of poppers and then you go bump something.
I'm sorry. When everyone
humpity.
let me rephrase. When everyone was cleaning their VCR heads,
right?
When we were in New Orleans last year, Fatty at one point said, "Well, Adam, next year." I think it was after the event, and at some point I said, "You know, I've never done poppers." And Fatty said, "Well, next year, Adam." I'm going to let you try them. And so I went out and did all this research, and you can burn your face off, you can die, you can all of these things. I'm like, why would I want to do something that's going to like?
I would not suggest smoking a cigar when doing poppers.
I mean, there are all these rules, like, well, hold
you
the
you could smoke a pole.
It's like hold the bottle this way.
Smoke a pole.
Don't get the
take it from an expert. We'll show you how to do it right.
So, you know, I don't know.
You know
and what we'll do, since I won't be doing a show this year at Pride 48.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I'll be done.
Oh, dear God. Don't.
Well, you're going to be doing some show because at the very, well, at the around. Very.
I'll be doing Survivors First. No, like, no
Survivors First.
So I'll be doing that other one we do.
Why can you not get it? It's either Survivors First or Butt Ready. You never can
okay, well,
say.
Okay, Butt Ready is Faye's was Faye the first year.
The room, that's what I wrote on my room key.
Right, Butt Ready. He left his door propped open at the Excalibur, and
we were in the Luxor that
had
year.
His poppers right there, you know. And now we're back.
It's
right, a great so, personal story.
Anyway, this
so
is...
first of all, we're a day late because
and a dollar short.
Right, because when first of all, Evan has told us he wouldn't be here this season. We know Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, couldn't be bothered to join us. And Adam came off of a cruise, didn't realize it was a two-hour episode.
No, this wasn't the cruise night, was it? No, Faye, that was last week.
Okay, well, he's still recovering from
it. He had to record
a Geeky Gay.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And Faye was out driving around. Why you didn't watch the episode while you were driving is beyond me, Faye.
Yes, well, we have rules here in Canada.
Well, since when do you obey them?
Well, I try.
Anyway. All right.
And now, okay, now let's just get down to the business here because
you have an announcement.
I have here's my
You have a bombshell.
It's a bombshell. I have only watched 1 hour of tonight's episode, the 2 hour episode.
Oh, did you take notes? Five.
I do. I have two pages of notes for the one first hour.
Because I didn't – we had a little bit of an audio issue last week that probably no one noticed, but they call me old tin ears or megaphone ears or I don't know, whatever good ears are. And so we had a little bit of a hum in our audio last week. So welcome. I had to come up and Fatty – please don't do that.
So you wrote out a transcript and you re-recorded our episode.
No, I didn't.
The voices of Faye and Bigfoot.
No, but I did come up to the studio. The problem with the hum is when you do noise removal, when people talk, the hum comes back like while they're talking and you can hear it. And it was one of those electrical, hums. And so I had to come up here yesterday and wiggle around some cords.
And you should have had some boppers.
Yeah.
As long as it wasn't my fault.
Well, I mean, normally you get a hum when you have an audio cable running parallel to an electrical cable.
Oh, that is so
hot. I don't know
if
you're aware of that. So you want them at right angles to each other if they have to cross. You don't want
perpendicular, not parallel.
And I had removed a laptop to go on the cruise and jiggled some cords around.
Oh, it was your fault.
So, yeah, but it's all good now. I don't know if anyone noticed it, but because of that, I was like, oh, I'll watch Survivor during dinner, which, I leave myself about an hour. And so Faye emails us, like an hour before the show, an hour and a half before the show, something like that. And says, oh, I'm not going to be able to make it because I'm just getting back from my trip and I don't have time to watch a 2 hour episode. And I was like, shit, 2 hours because I hadn't looked. I didn't even know it was 2 hours and I didn't think I could complete. And Fatty doesn't want to record with me without someone else anyway. Fatty's afraid of being alone with me. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Let's restate that. Adam's afraid to be alone with me.
No, that's not true. You're the one that won't record with just me. I think very nice. Fatty's modeling for us for some reason.
Normally I have on my pajama bottom, my lounging pants. I still have on my clothes today.
You know what would be fun? These times if Faye can't do it, or it's just the two of us, we bring in old.
I've never been told that I can't do it.
We bring in Auntie Vera.
Who?
Auntie Vera.
Who's that?
I can't work.
We could bring in Conscience and have him help us.
What happened?
Yeah, have him help us recap an episode. So I just want to there's no personal story, but I want to update everyone. Two things. I'm pricing out artificial turf for the little side yard so that Sydney won't get muddy when it rains.
Oh, my God.
And you don't know, Faye, how much of a nightmare it is. She gets so muddy. I'll have to show you a picture sometime. Gone to work. We came in twice in a row at one point. There was mud on the couches, on the floor, on the walls. Like we had to have my parents' house professionally cleaned.
Sounds like Shark Week last week on the BFO.
That's what the floors look like. Anyway, but the turf that our landlords put down, because this is a brand new house, never really sprouted well on the side yard because it's kind of a shady area. And so it's just like a big mud hole out there when it rains. Anyway, Oh, three
things. Faye's experienced a couple of shady mud holes in his life.
Oh,
and
my God.
I got called for jury duty.
Which, oh, brother.
Which starts tomorrow.
Is this a personal story?
Which
this
starts tomorrow.
Very long intro to show. We have to discuss 2 hours.
And number three, we're pricing Alaska cruises now.
Oh. Okay, there you
That's
go.
That's it.
Well, Faye, I'm gonna pass on my personal story, and I see you're drinking gin, so you don't give a shit about a personal story. No, when you had a bombshell.
I did. Oh, I told it. I said it. I'm only here for the first hour.
Oh no, you're here for the whole show.
I am not.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler. No. I'm la 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 la.
Okay, you think you had a hump last week?
Here we go.
Actually, the second hour was not very surprising.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think it's going to hurt your feelings.
No, it won't.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
All right. We start out. Rick Devens, the TV news anchor man, gets voted out from the previous. It's Warthog's fault because Warthog is the swing vote. He kicks out the newspaper man, the newscaster.
Yep.
And we start on day 12 of The Edge of Extinction.
The what?
The Edge of Extinction.
Thank you.
Extinction. Now, this is interesting because now we're starting to see some of the game on The Edge of Extinction here. We've got now four people. Is that right? Four in the group?
We basically have four tribes.
Exactly. And everyone comes into Edge of Extinction. They're all hated because they've voted out the person.
Right.
At least in this case, they've all voted out their predecessor. And now these people have to build a new alliance. You have to try to make nice with people.
Well, but the reason that happened is it's the same team that's lost everything.
Right. Yes. That same useless Lesu team.
Yes.
So, but I think this is a new opportunity. Oh, well, obviously it's a new opportunity for everybody, but I think it's very interesting because it's like there's a new, and you have to rebuild relationships with people and try to develop new alliances, like a fresh start. So, I think it's very interesting.
Oh, I do too.
All right. Okay, so I hope we can.
Right, let me ask this question. All right. Everything on this season, all the banners and all the signage and everything, says Survivor Edge of Extinction.
Wait, what was that? Survivor what?
Edge of Extinction.
There you go.
All right. Did you hit the
No, I don't. I haven't updated my mixer. So.
Well, there'll probably be parallel cords involved. So anyway. But I'm surprised that none of them, or maybe it's just the edit, that none of them are going, what is this Edge of Extinction shit? You know, it's right there in front of them. But it doesn't, it's like millennials versus Gen X or, good versus evil or blood versus water and,
Yeah, but Edge of Extinction, that sounds pretty spot on to what Survivor is, right? They take you out to the edge of extinction, and you try to survive. So,
But all of these people have seen the show before. They know there's something up. So anyway, go ahead.
All right. So whatever. The four people are on the edge of extinction.
The what?
The edge of extinction. We start out back at the three tribes. There's a new challenge. It's a reward challenge for peanut butter, jam, and bread. And so they have to work through an obstacle.
Was there coffee in there also or something like that?
I don't know.
There was some kind of drink. I think it was milk. They like to serve ice cold milk with your PB&J, or whatever.
Okay. All right.
All right. So this is a challenge. There are the three tribes are going for it. You have an obstacle course. There's a twine, like a twine maze to get through. They have to get the bolos, which
yes.
are two balls on a string.
Thank you.
You didn't have something prepared there, Big Fatty?
I said thank you.
You have to hook the balls on a rail.
Well, do you ever?
And then and you get the full meal deal with the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, or you get a plate.
A plate.
The second place winners get a plate of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. What a treat.
Right.
All right. So there's two tribes have too many people. So Julia and Aubrey sit out and then they all go to it. So they work through the obstacles. They have to stand on each other's shoulders to try and get two of these bolo ball sets off of a high rail.
Yeah.
David from the Lesu tribe falls repeatedly.
He's standing on warthog.
And he's totally useless. Let's see. Julie, Kama tribe. Julie gets her bolos first. She does quite well. And then Victoria gets the bolo the second. David falls again two or three times. Lauren from the Lesu tribe gives it a shot, and they're just hopeless. These four dweebs from the Lesu tribe, like, how come they're so bad? What is there? What's the?
Well, the thing is, and there's two returning people on that tribe,
right?
Yeah, but the returning people on that tribe. Now, just think about it. Aubrey was always, but she was always the underdog her season. Like she was always, she's, and I don't recall her being extremely good in physical challenges.
She's not on that tribe.
Oh, wait, who am I thinking about? Wait, who are the returning? Oh, we're talking about.
David's a returner.
Kelly. Sorry.
Yeah,
so
Clarkson.
I don't remember much about Kelly. I know she's been in two other seasons, but I don't remember much about her. But maybe she was really good in her season. I don't know. I don't know athletically how she was, but I remember David just always being scared of everything and not being able to swim and like, you know. So even though he's a returnee, I mean, he sucked in his season at challenges.
Well, okay. He probably needed poppers.
I'm not sure about Kelly though, because I think I've seen her in one of her returning seasons, but I'm not sure that I saw her original one. I don't remember. It's all a blur now.
I'm sure Evan Ayers could tell you everything she did.
Oh, in detail. Like how many competitions she won, like everything.
But what the rewards were.
Yeah.
What?
All right. Well, Manu tribe got their setup done first. They got all their bolo balls first. Kama tribe got their second. The Lesu tribe got their
got nothing for you.
Right.
I think that's what we have to start calling that tribe. They got nothing for you.
I do have to say,
well, that wasn't the end of the competition.
No. Like, how do you throw a bolo effectively? Like, there's a bit of a learning curve here, right? Because this is a piece of equipment that is kind of hard to figure out.
No, it's not. It's two pieces. It's two bars, and you throw two. I mean, there's a learning curve, but the equipment is difficult to figure out.
With two balls on a string,
right,
wrapped around a piece of wood.
But thank you.
For most people, I think it would be kind of a challenge to figure out how to.
Well, it's a child's game.
What? I've never played this.
It's a child's game. Sure it is.
Okay. Okay. Well, anyway, so for each. Now, there was a rule. Each of the four people had at least to throw once one of the bolos to try and get it on the rack.
No, they had to. Each person had to get it.
Oh, so you had to do one.
Yes,
else.
Each person. So, like, Joe couldn't do all of them.
Oh, well,
everybody had to make one. Wasn't that right, Adam?
It's all a blur now, but I think you're right. I know they had to get. I know they had to get some of them.
Do you need to go to bed, Adam?
Let's go to Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Chris.
Oh, he's got nothing.
He's on the edge of extinction.
All right. So they all throw their bolo balls. And actually, you know, this is a pretty good episode because there's a lot of waggle going on. There's a lot of wiggy-waggy
you're talking about
pants.
Donger shorts.
Dingy-dangers.
Now, Adam, did you notice any bulges this time?
You know, I've been noticing that that David, I mean, he doesn't have a big one, but I've been noticing that he's had some low-hanging. It must be his balls are kind of low-hanging in those shorts he's wearing or something. Cause,
thank you.
I mean, it doesn't look like he has a huge dick, but, well, but he's got something.
Every once in a while, he does.
He does?
I think he's got, I mean, you know, if the conditions are right, he's got a big waggy.
So I've noticed some waggling.
With the Excalibur, huh, Faye?
I'm sorry, you all burbled out on that one.
You would let him in your room at the Excalibur?
Yeah, I think, I mean, yeah, certainly.
All right.
All right. Okay, let's get on with it here. In the end, Kama wins the first. They get all their balls on the rack.
Yeah.
So they win the big PB&J with the milk. Manu is the second team. And then Lesu, of course, loses. And then they all complain about David being portrayed as a girl. They're talking like, he's just another girl. He's weak. But Wentworth says... Wentworth is pretty pissed off that they lost.
Well, she didn't do anything to help them win.
Well, no. They were all... I mean, even Warthog didn't seem to...
Warthog is awful. He is awful at the challenges.
I was going to say, he never does a good job at the challenges, and... It was brought up in this episode by several people. Well, mainly Kelly, and that might have been hour two, but they were discussing I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'll just say they were discussing everyone. And she's like, he's not good at the challenges, and all he does is sit around and scheme all the time. Why do we want to keep him around? You know, and she even referred to him as kind of a Tony like. Person, although I remember Tony being a little bit better at challenges than Wardog is.
Well, he analyzes everything.
Right. All right. So anyway, so after the competition, Kama goes back to camp. They all pig out. We start talking here. Julia, who didn't participate, by the way, in the
right.
challenge. She wants Joe out because she knows Joe's a heavy hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Joe is aware that people probably see him as a target, so he's out there fishing his little tushy off, trying to make him himself.
Is this the part where we have the one-on-one with Joe when he's let his hair down and he looks like Fabio sitting there with his hair blowing in the wind?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't recall that, but
okay, that may have been an hour two. I don't
maybe.
Remember.
Okay.
Okay. And he started to cry.
Oh no, I didn't.
Oh,
see
I
that.
Think he oh. cried. He cried in hour two.
Oh no.
Okay.
Oh, hour two was the crying joke.
Well, see, Faye, you've got that to look forward to.
Excellent. All right. So, basically,
and may I just say, since Joe's hot as fuck, and when he lets his hair down. It's just like, oh my God. Pass the poppers. Anyway.
Well, then they showed him swimming around and, you know, spearing fish and chopping wood and all that kind of stuff. And
I don't remember who it was on the tribe, but one of them was like, because, and these 2 hour episodes blur together for me, but again, his tribe was the newcomers were all together discussing, you know, should we lose a competition or an immunity idol? We should really get Joe out. So all the newcomers were kind of talking and they were like, and the Rick guy or whatever that taught them the dance, they did a one-on-one right. with him and he was all kind of going along with it and everything, but they did a one-on-one with him where he was saying, well, you know, really, I think that's a stupid idea because Joe's the only one that can fish. He's the only one that knows how to build a thing,
shelter.
He's the only one that knows how to, you know, do all the things you need to do to survive on Survivor. He's like, and I think I have a pretty good relationship with Joe. So I think the new girls really wanted to vote Joe out if they ever lose. They want to get him out.
Weeks before that, he was going, oh, yeah, I'm your buddy. Yeah, I got to get him out of here. So,
yeah, but Rick now, you know, at least in his one-on-one is saying it would be stupid for us to get Joe out until we merge because, you know, while we're still individual tribes, we need his help to actually win these, keep winning these competitions. And if we can keep winning the competitions, then, you know, we can get all the way to merge with possibly without having to vote anyone off.
Yes, exactly.
But
yep.
I don't know. And I don't know if that happened. Do you remember that? Did that happen in hour? Okay.
It definitely. Yeah. It was hour number one and it was right after this whole gameplay situation. So. Yep, they're all like they're on to Joe, and I agree. I mean, kind of. If I had to survive on an island, I'd want to have Joe as long as possible to do all the work.
Well, it's kind of, I mean, I agree with that, but it is kind of a tough choice because you also know if he makes it to merge where he can do individual immunity challenges, one of his seasons, again, I have a horrible memory. I'm not Evan, and I don't have like a notebook with everything that happened in every season. But I remember him winning several immunities in a row, it seems like, on one of his prior ones. And
he did.
And so they're thinking, you know, if he makes it to merge, he's going to be really, really hard to beat.
But you've got lots of people coming after you, not just a handful too. So.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, so commercial break or whatever, a little break. We go to the Manu team, the blue team, with the chickens. They're sitting, the chickens are going all over the place, and they're not able to catch these chickens, apparently. And everyone's speaking of the merge, every team seems to be talking about the merge right now. So I sense that there could be a merge coming up, possibly an hour or two. I'm not sure.
Well, I remember they were talking about the chickens, and there was some talk about, you know, maybe they needed to catch a chicken to eat to get ready for the next competition or something like that, so they would have some strength or,
Victoria said that we should get a chicken. If we can, we'll get a chicken and eat a chicken so we're strong if we don't get any other food. Because, you know, they didn't get diddly squat, right? They didn't get even a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Well, they can't even catch the damn chickens.
Well, no. They're doing these diary room stand-ups here, and the chickens are
the chickens are all over the place. I don't know why they can't.
There's the dumbest chickens in the world because they don't go anywhere.
No.
They just,
of course. I don't know why these people can't like jump off of that camera and dive for a chicken. I'd be diving for a bloody chicken even if I was supposed to be doing my
well, are we talking about the ones with feathers or the young? Okay, I'm sorry.
Gavin. Yes.
Oh, Gavin. Okay.
All right. So there's talk here in the Manu tribe. It's Wendy and Aubrey seem to be the targets, right? Because this is the tribe that has to go to tribal council. So Wendy and Aubrey are up.
Did we talk about the
no
the competition?
No.
Did I miss it?
Yeah, we didn't,
you didn't
talk
turn
about
to the back of the page.
I'm sorry, I'm foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing! Sorry, spoiler alert!
Okay, Aubrey has an idol. We have to remember that.
Right.
Victoria, which is Pippi Longstockings, right? Oh, the girl with the pigtails.
Is she beginning to... I can't decide if she is beginning to piss me off and just bug the shit out of me, or if she's becoming a good player.
No, I think she's awesome. She's... Well, she's... I think she's pretty smart in her gameplay. She's got things down.
Okay.
She knows
she's working
happening.
Aubrey.
I don't know. I was thinking that yesterday too when I was like, I can't figure out if I don't like her or if she's just playing really well, and I'm always for the underdog. So when people start to play well, I like them less.
Y'all, Adam is the Pippi Longstockings of Survivor's Ready.
So
by the way, I had to step away for a moment. I'm taking a warm mug of Theraflu to help my throat.
Oh, my goodness.
We knew you stepped away. We heard clinking and clanking, and well, I heard it.
That's so hot. Was it as bad as an electrical hum?
I don't know. I'll know when I edit the audio. Right.
All right, so Victoria is the psychopath in the group here.
Wait a minute, let me just say one thing. There is nothing about this show I love more than when I say something like I just did and Faye gets tickled and starts laughing in the background. It warms my soul. And y'all, I get to see him also, so there's all this head motion and all this kind of stuff also. Anyway.
All right.
Please proceed.
Okay. Victoria is a psychopath. She's quite easily separates her feelings for people she might have an attraction to or a relationship with from actual gameplay. So she's kind of playing Aubrey, and she's trying to get Aubrey to fall for the girls against the boys thing. They want to do a girls vote out the boys alliance, but in actual fact, like Pippi Longstockings is just playing Aubrey's.
Well, she actually makes the statement that we want to get out, the big dogs before we get to merge. She says that to Aubrey, and then later there's
a
one on one.
Okay.
And there's a one on one.
I don't know that I agree with that. But
well,
anyway.
I don't know. I don't know that the two guys are necessarily big dogs. Because that's what she's talking about. She's like, let's have a girls' alliance and get out either Gavin or what's his name? Eric. What's the other guy's name?
I think it's Eric.
And and she's telling, and then there's a one-on-one with Aubrey where Aubrey's like, she's saying this, but that could really be me she's talking about, and not necessarily since I'm a returning, person. She's
How
like, so
dare
I
she consider herself a big dog?
She's like, I don't know whether to believe her that she wants to have an alliance or, or whatever. But anyway.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah. Well, it gets even worse before tribal. Worse.
Okay. And this we're still in hour one, y'all.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, ours is going to go quick because we're not going to remember anything and I didn't write down notes. So...
Lesu tribe, David knows that he's a target because he's so useless.
He's a woman.
He's a woman, yep. So he goes idol hunting.
Of course, it was the two women that were calling him a woman.
Yes. It's a very bizarre situation.
I mean, anyway.
It's like having three women on this tribe.
Okay.
So he's fairly well... evenly hated by the other three. There's only four people on that tribe.
The rest of them are on the edge of extinction.
Speaking of which, we then transition after the commercial break to the edge of extinction. And is it Chris? Is that the hottie with the
Chris,
panties? Mm-hmm.
He is dressed from head to toe on the edge of extinction. I mean, he's wearing jeans, like a shirt. I mean, they might as well have him in like a what were they called? A surrey or a
burka?
Burka, or something like that.
They took their bag with them when they went to tribal council. So that's why they have clothes and all there.
I mean, next time he's going to be wearing like a coat, you know, like some, I don't know. I mean, now there's no crotch at all from him. Oh, it's so
poor Adam.
So sad. But yeah, he finds a box.
He does. He finds a box.
Boy, does he ever.
And it's a message. Okay, now, all right, let's describe this and then we'll discuss.
All right, let's do this. All right.
So the box contains a little scrolly paper message for each of the people, the four people. It's a map. And it talks about the stars must align to get back in the fold. Like, these clues are so lame. Rick figures out the map and then blabs to everybody. You just fold the map so that the stars all line up. Ding dong.
And you go to this tree.
Has nobody else ever gotten the Mad magazine? Like, this is directly out of the Mad magazine.
Sure it is. Right. Absolutely.
Well, that's a little bit, you know, most of the people on Survivor are a little bit younger than you and Fatty. So, you know, maybe they didn't get the Mad magazine. They're even younger than me a lot of times. So
how dare you?
I knew that was coming.
I never got the, I know what Mad magazine is.
Oh, the Mad magazine. Yes. You had to fold the picture to see the second picture.
Yeah. All right. So I that was an iconic life memory for me, is getting the Mad, having to wait a month to get the new Mad magazine.
Right.
The first thing you did when you got it was to go to the back page and fold the back page.
There's a guy who I used to listen to his podcast all the time, and he was apparently one of the main writers, the comedy writers for Mad Magazine. His name is Dick DiBartolo, and he does a show, a podcast called The Gizwiz. But anyway, he does a lot of gadget stuff on the news, but he's gay as well. So, yeah.
Did you find that out by folding the back page of the magazine?
Yeah, exactly. I folded it and it said, yeah, okay. Dick is gay. But
okay, back to the edge of extinction.
Boy, that was an understatement there, Adam. Dick now, is gay.
Now Faye is amusing his own self. Fatty, you don't even have to say anything funny.
Right.
Faye has had enough to drink. That now he'll say something and laugh at his own thing.
I'm having Theraflu. He's having gin. I should be having gin.
Rick figures out the map. He blabs to everybody. Like, why would you do this? Why
would
you just go fucking gully?
It's like, why do you tell anybody you have an immunity idol? But anyway.
Well, in his defense.
Oh, here we go.
Nobody knows whether it's going to be person against person or the entire group against, you know, they don't know. Like, they don't know if they're going to have to beat each other. We don't even know that for sure. I mean, we're assuming it, but they don't know it for sure. So, you know, and Chris found the box. So they're all, Chris brings it. I mean, if you're going to make that argument, why didn't Chris take the box somewhere, like sneak off and take the box and not even bring the box back to the rest? You know,
that's a good point too. Yeah, absolutely.
By then they're all in it together. Chris has brought the box back. They're all gathered around it. You know, they're looking at the map together.
Well, so, and they have a discussion that we're all going to work together on this.
Okay? Right.
We're all going to work together on this. And then what's his name?
Keith
takes off on his own. Oh my God. Where'd he go?
Well, you know. No. So Reem says, hey, why don't we all eat some lunch? Let's eat this rice that we've got, get some strength, and then we'll all go together and we'll go look for these two trees and we'll do it together. And then Keith's like, oh, Jesus, help me.
Fuck them.
I need he, at the same time as he's basically saying, you know, fuck them, he's like praying, oh, Jesus, just help me find this tree, you know, and he's like, he's out of there. And then, and then Reem goes, where did Keith go? And she's like looking around. She is pissed.
Yeah.
Pissed.
She rats him out.
She's been pissed ever since day one on the edge of extinction.
All right. So they all chase after Keith, who's like beetling off to wherever, the secret location on the map. And you know, finally Chris catches up to him, and just as it gets to the secret tree, Chris just fucking steamrollers this guy,
right?
And bowls him over and grabs the clue out of the knot in the hole in the knot in the tree.
You know, I was okay with that. And, you know, I should be for Keith because he's kind of an underdog and he's gay. I mean, I think he's gay and like all of that. But that was rude. I mean, they had all agreed that they were going to sit down and eat some rice before the, and then he's like, doom to doo, I think I'll just, you know, go off on my own. And I'm like, he deserves it. I mean, if he's going to be sneaking around like that, I push him out of the way too.
Oh,
I agree. That was a shit move.
Okay, a shit move.
I mean, he didn't punch him in the face or anything. He just pushed him out of the way. Sure. I mean, you know, it wasn't like a physical altercation.
Right.
It was a little physical.
Okay. All right. So they find whatever clue is in there. Rick finds the other thing in the second tree, which was indicated on the map. It's an extra vote, which I didn't quite understand until much later. So there's an extra vote, and I don't know what
you could send the extra vote to somebody who was still in the game.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And they wouldn't know who it came from.
So that was only the vote holders. Like, this wasn't a group thing. It was Rick who found this.
Right.
This reward. And it was
it's not really a reward. It's just, it could, you know, if he were to get back into the game, he could go up to the person he sent it to and say, hey, I sent you that extra vote to, you know,
right,
for some leverage and all.
Which in the end, we'll find out how that worked out for him. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that all plays out. The people on the edge of extinction, they're all kind of mad at each other, whatever. They get their little doodad.
What was the first thing, the thing that Chris found?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure.
Wasn't it something that had a different map to find something else?
I don't know.
Because they had to fold another map. It was another map or something like that they had to find something else that they thought was at the mast.
I'll go to our list. I'll tell our listeners. I'll give you a little hint. If you want to know what that was, look for Rob Has a Podcast. And I'm sure his recap will remember what that
would be much better.
Anyway.
But anyway, and that thing it was out in the water.
What?
There was some kind of box or something that was out in the water, or was that in the second hour?
That was in the second hour, and that was like the next day or something.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I don't remember what the first reward was.
Okay, so. We zip back after these ding-dongs bowl each other over and find the extra vote on their little quest. We zip back to the immunity challenge. Bing, bang, boom. So it's the immunity challenge for the Lesu, the Kama, and the Manu tribes.
But
first...
There's a twist.
Yes. Which is?
Only one team will not have to go to...
That was hour two.
Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
All right. Sorry.
So the immunity challenge is you have to swim to the ramp, climb up the ramp, dive in, retrieve a puzzle piece, which is four balls or a bunch of balls tied together.
Yeah. Well, this is the pyramid.
You have to get your puzzle pieces to the pontoon boat. You have to pull your pontoon boat to another dock. You have to build a pyramid out of these certain sets of balls. The balls. And because certain teams have more than three players each, Julie and Victoria sit out this one. Julie has sat out two of the competitions. Why is that? Or possibly more.
She sucks?
I don't know. She is a little hippie.
Well, there you have it.
All right. So away we go. they all start out the lesser team, which is the worst team ever, with Wentworth. Wentworth can't swim. She has some sort of a mask. She has her face mask on. She can't get her mask on. She can't dive down. They can't, like, there's a big, basically it's a giant screwdriver, which is holding the four balls. You just have to pull out the screwdriver.
Right.
And the thing floats to the top. Now, whatever. Okay. Wentworth fails that. On the Kama team, Aurora goes in. She can't get it out. Aubrey goes in for the Mana team. She can't get hers out. So there's everybody gets a second chance. Of course, Joe goes in. Joe gets his out with his pants down around his ankles.
Thank you.
It's all buzzed out, fizzled out.
Oh, yeah, they blurred it.
Blurred out.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, his pants came partially down.
Lauren jumps in for the less. Wentworth goes in. Lauren goes in. David goes in. None of them can get it. On the Kama team, Joe gets it and basically gets first place. On the Manu team, Aubrey goes in. She can't do it. Gavin goes in. I think he might have gotten one, right?
Yeah, I think so.
The Manu team, did they win this? No, they lost it. Yeah, that's right. Kama team with Joe and Aurora, they win the whole thing. Okay. They figured out the puzzle, the pyramid, make a pyramid with your balls.
Thank you.
Can you do that, Patty?
I can. Patty. Would you like me to show you right now?
No.
No.
Okay.
The Kama team, as per usual, were first place. But then, surprisingly. An upset.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, there was, the Manu team was already there trying to put together their pyramid. Then out of nowhere, the Lesu tribe finally gets all of their balls out of the water. I think the one that is always sick. She jumped in, Lauren, a second time and got the last buoy, even though the first time she tried, she couldn't do it, but she got it. And then they go back and they put it together. And even though, and I don't understand this, but the Kama tribe was actually telling the Manu tribe,
yeah,
like what they needed to do. Like they didn't want Lesu to win. And I'm like, the Lesu tribe never wins anything. Why are you guys all piling up on them? But anyway, so their Kama tribe is trying to give the Manu tribe, you know, hints on how to put it together. But David, I believe, is able to figure it out and help them. And so the Lesu tribe completes their puzzle before
they finally win something.
Yeah. And so they were second place, but that was a double immunity challenge. So they also got immunity.
Right.
And they were crying and hugging each other. And
yeah. You thought they had gotten food. You thought they had killed a chicken or something. Anyway.
All right. So they all good enough. So finally, a different tribe is up for tribal council.
Right.
And it's the Manu team with Aubrey and Gavin and who else is on the team.
Not Chris. What's his name?
Eric.
And Pippi Longstockings.
Right. Okay. So good enough. We get through that. It's the day of the tribal council. The two people that are basically the targets are either Aubrey or Wendy. Aubrey because she's a returner. Wendy because she's useless.
Right. Hi, Miss Bacon.
Aubrey. Oh my goodness. Hi, Kathy Bacon.
Oh. Keep going.
Okay. Aubrey. So Victoria is pushing this Aubrey, this Girls Alliance thing with Aubrey, and it was must have been successful after we see the results of the tribal council. Wendy, you know, they all talk to Wendy about gameplay, and Wendy is like, no, I'm completely oblivious to any kind of game strategy whatsoever. Like, she's just, like, out to lunch. Like,
she is a Bolivian, you're right.
Right. And then we discover that Aubrey got the extra vote, obviously, from Rick, the television newsman.
Right.
Who won it on the
edge of extinction.
So, you know, Aubrey is feeling pretty pumped up, like she's invincible right now. So they go to tribal council. I don't know. Like, Wendy gets asked some questions. She's just a dingbat. Like, what? Is there anything inside that brain? Like, what's going on there?
I don't know. She makes the comment that she is just so happy to be at Survivor, and it doesn't matter what happens, and she just wants to keep everybody surprised and, like, everyone not knowing what her gameplay is, and so she's just going to be all crazy. And, you know, if she gets voted out, oh, well, she was, you know, she got to live her dream and be on Survivor or whatever. So that's kind of – she's already said that before, but she said it again.
But I mean, nobody on that tribe knows her gameplay because she doesn't. She's not playing any game. She's just like a game.
I don't think she has gameplay. No, I mean, she says nobody knows my gameplay. I don't think there is gameplay. I think it's
right.
Her
gameplay is to save the goddamn chickens.
Yeah,
which that don't want to go.
All right, so we have a vote.
We do.
And
so did you – I'm sorry. I was distracted for just a second. Did you say that that he sent
– Yes.
– an extra vote to Aubrey?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so Aubrey was notified that she had an extra vote.
So just to restate this, she goes to tribal council with an extra vote and an immunity idol, both.
Bing bang.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to state that for the record. So
she, Aubrey gets voted out with 3-1, as far as we can tell. 1 vote for Wendy and 3 votes for Aubrey and 1 mystery vote.
Right.
So away she goes. Aubrey goes off. Away she goes.
Now, y'all, have you noticed when they grab that torch and head down to the beach, over on the right-hand side, you can kind of see the lights of tribal council on the island off to the side? Have you ever noticed that? Okay, never mind.
I have not.
Okay, I haven't noticed that, no.
I have noticed the really oddly disgusting claw snuffer.
Oh, that is a terrible snuffer.
What the fuck is that?
It's ugly.
Is that supposed to be a dinosaur?
There's a claw. That's what it is. It's a claw. I don't know. I don't know what it's supposed
like
to be, but it's
a.
Well,
it's from the chickens. It's from that one chicken that they ate.
Isn't that appropriate for Wendy though? It would be appropriate for Wendy.
I hope they snuff Wendy's torch with an actual chicken, not that fucking claw.
So Aubrey's off to the edge of extinction.
I'm out because I have no idea what happens after now. I am
all right. So Adam, we come back and Aubrey arrives, and what happens?
Now, just a minute. I just need to know: should I just disconnect myself and listen?
Look, I'm going to tell you. I'll put it to you this way: there are going to be so few details in this second hour recap that it's not going to matter.
No. Okay.
Well, I did find some notes on Wikipedia, so I'm going to, but you're not going to, it is not a big episode. So
no, it really
isn't. You're not going to care.
Joe cries and has the Fabio hair.
Yeah. So they have a reward challenge where they had to jump over a series of table to a pile of large sandbags, and they search through to find a lever. They pull a lever to release 60 smaller sandbags, and then they use these sandbags to hit these targets and turn. They're like spinning things. And they turn them to raise the flags. And the first one to raise both flags won coffee and pastries.
That's where the coffee came in. Okay.
And the second place got coffee and cookies.
No, iced coffee. No, they got coffee supplies. They got like the big one got like a coffee service, so they could make coffee, and they had all the
they got little Fijian stuff. Men to come in and serve them
right.
coffee on
Ooh,
trays.
The other one got a jug of iced coffee and some cookies.
Yeah, and the so then as per usual, comma. And I believe, I don't know if I remember, but Joe, I think it was Joe who was just hitting those targets,
Joe
just
could
boom,
not
boom,
do anything
boom.
Wrong.
Good God, Joe.
And so they place first, and
guess who didn't win, Faye?
Because
Warthog can't throw. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So Gavin did really well for the Manu tribe.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good for him.
He was one of the main reasons that the Manu tribe did get second place. Lesu tribe were a no-show, basically.
I want you to watch how many times Warthog, not even close.
Not even close to the targets. I mean, just nothing. And this is
Talk
where
about
we really.
David being throwing like a girl. Oh my God.
Well, this is where we really see that, you know, he is not where we really recognize that he's not good at challenges. This is where it becomes really evident.
And that they all start talking about how he's just spends all of his time being strategic in his mind and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So just after they've lost again, mainly because of Wardog, they get back to tribe and he starts to campaign more against Lauren. Mm-hmm. You know, but Kelly was now to his face, and he was doing his thing where he would like tell them what he thinks, but not really wait for them to have. You know, this is how it needs to be, guys. You know, kind of a Tony-esque sort of thing, except he doesn't have as much – he's not as smart as Tony, but same kind of mentality anyway. So – and Lauren kind of agrees with them – or sorry, Kelly agrees with them, but then she starts to thinking, you know, he's not winning any – he's not helping us win anything. He's scheming all the time. I don't know if I can trust him. And so she's getting really frustrated, you know, with him.
Right.
And starts, I think, I don't know if she does here, but I think she starts talking to others, you know, about, you know, should we keep him or should we keep David? Because maybe we should, she starts talking to Lauren about, you know, whether they should switch that over to, you know, Wardog instead of, because I think David was the name that everyone was throwing out in the first hour. And so then we go back to the edge of extinction, which I'm not adding, reverb to.
And Big Fatty, did you get that one?
What I was didn't. It? The edge.
Well,
of extinction, John.
So they go back there, and the cameras go back there, and they—that's when they received a second coded map.
Okay, that's what it was.
So, Rick,
I just have one. Can I ask a question?
Uh huh.
Yep.
Adam, are you reading these notes off of someone else's source material, or is this notes that you've made yourself?
This is off Wikipedia.
No. Oh my God. So I've been working my ass off to develop these notes, and you're just finding them online?
Well, see, when you watch this episode, you'll need to make the notes for it for the prize.
Well, Faye, there are so many websites that do recaps, and Wikipedia just happens to be very organized.
Yours are much
it.
Better.
But yours are much more detailed. I mean, these are kind of skimming the surface, right?
All right. Okay.
So this is, Fatty, this is the part where they get the second map, and then a newscaster guy deciphers it again, but you had to line up some holes or something on them.
Oh, boy,
like
they're
multiple.
Really stepping out of their boundaries here, aren't they?
Right. But they had a harder time with this one.
Yeah, there are multiple maps, and they had to line up holes and yada, yada, yada. And he thinks he knows where it is. He thinks it's going to be right by the masthead, you know, the where the white flag is or whatever. And he starts digging there, and he doesn't find anything. And so then Reem comes over and says, oh, I think that spot on the map might be actually out in the ocean. And so she starts walking out. This is from my memory. I'm not reading this from Wikipedia, just to clarify. She starts walking out.
And Keith comes up.
And Keith comes up, and she sees something. She goes, oh, look, Keith, I see something.
I see the thing right there.
There's a thing right there.
Oh, my gosh. She's such a dumbass.
And then, you know, and this is after Keith has already shown that he's shady, right? And he's, like, running away. So Keith quickly goes over there. Before Reem has a chance to get over there, he finds a box floating kind of under the water and pulls it out. And it's an advantage that allows Keith to penalize another castaway during the upcoming re-entry challenge.
Well.
So, and Chris...
Well, that's saying a lot, isn't it? One, there's a re-entry challenge. One, it's going to be castaway versus castaway. Very good.
So then Chris and Reem get into it because Chris says, Reem, why did you give him that reward? Like, why did you go, look at Keith? It's right over there. He's like, why didn't you go get it? He just, you know, he was already shady and like tried to go off to the trees by one. And she's like, I don't know what she said. She was yelling back at him. She was so mad.
She was more pissed at Chris than she was at Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
And so they have a yelling, screaming match, and that's it. So then we go back for the immunity challenge after that, and they had another obstacle course. They had to race through. It was like they had to go through all these ropes, I believe, and then they have this bag that they have to – it's on a rope that's wound around like a bunch of poles.
Right.
And they have to get the bag. They have to like rotate the bag around
the bag through on the rope.
On the rope. And then once there's a gate, you have to release a gate by throwing a thing through a hoop or that bag. Yeah. I think you throw the bag through the hoop and then that drops a gate. And then you go through the gate, and then there's a puzzle. And it's one of those sliding puzzles where they're all, you know. And so the first try – anyway, so this is the one, Fatty, where
– okay. Here's the clincher. You know, all right, time to take them back. And so they hand the two immunity idols back, and he's – and Jeff – excuse me. Jeff goes, oh, and for this immunity challenge, only one team will avoid tribal council.
Now, I want to say, and I know we don't have Evan on this episode, so, and you guys both probably won't know this because I don't, but.
How dare you?
I don't recall ever seeing.
Yeah, this has happened before.
Two tribes come together for one tribal council.
Yes, it's happened before.
Okay. Well, I have personally don't recall seeing this, so I was really surprised.
Ask Siri. Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind.
So, you know, Kama wins. And
surprise!
This is after
Joe has cried because he thinks he's going home and everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, he thinks he's going home.
But it was very touching.
They had a one-on-one with him where he was like, you know, I'm going to try to cultivate my relationship with Victoria, and I'm going to make her think that she's, you know, a strong game player and that people are going to want to vote her out. And so he has a conversation with her where he lists all the reasons why he thinks she's a really strong player. And, you know, she may want to watch her back a little bit because the tribe may want to vote her out if they ever lose. And he's like doing all this. And he's like, but I really think that you and I could really work together, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So he's trying to kind of pull in her into a little bit of an alliance with him. So they do show that. And then he cries at some point. I don't know if it was before or after that.
It's special.
He's like, it's just so hard being a returning. We know that all eyes are on us from the very beginning, and we don't have any, you know, any room to hide
we
at all.
We don't have anybody.
So, you know, and he cries. So anyway, they win the challenge, so he doesn't have to worry about it because they're not going to tribal. Right. But that sends Lesu and Manu to the joint tribal council to eliminate one single castaway.
Right. So it's not one from each tribe. It's just one from either of them.
Yeah.
Right. And all of them.
So the way it works is, just to let everyone know, if anyone doesn't know, I'm assuming everyone who's listening to this podcast has already watched the episode, but...
Well, I don't.
Except Faye.
So they, what they do is, and they're four, each tribe has four members at this point. Manu and Lesu both have four. So they have this...
Becomes endless. Anyway, go ahead.
They have this big discussion, each tribe, about, do we want to go to rocks? And what they mean is... If each tribe decides to vote for a person on the other tribe, then it becomes a tie because they have four votes for one person, four votes for another person. What happens in the case of a tie what happens in the case of a tie, and this is always the case, even when they don't have merged tribes, is the two that were tied can't vote and they do a revote with the ones that are left.
But it has to be of – yeah, it has – they can only vote for those two people.
They can only vote for those two people. And if they do not come up with a loser, with someone – so if they tie again, so if they stick to their guns and they tie again, they draw rocks.
Everybody
draws rocks. And drawing rocks, basically they have a bag with rocks in it. They're all black or something. And there's one white one.
Oh,
whoever gets the white rock
goes to the edge of extinction.
Yeah.
Okay. So
they're all talking about, do we want to? We don't want to go to rocks.
This talk went on ad nauseum. I mean, ad nauseum.
You can almost say it was nauseating.
How bad was it?
Ad nauseum.
So,
was it worse than the edge?
Yes, ad nauseum.
So anyway, they both tribes have that conversation. Do we want there to be a tie?
Tell me who got kicked out. Just tell us who.
So they go back and forth, and you know
at tribal council, whispering in each other's ears.
Well, it was kind of
like a personal story,
right?
We missed one thing before we go to tribal. So at Lesu, War Dog was suggesting targeting Wendy, but you know Kelly is getting more and more pissed at him. Well, he goes off and decides he's going to look. So David makes the suggestion. He says, "Hey, we need to have some crab. I think there's going to be some crabs washed up on the beach or something. Let's go fish." Well, they've made a whole big deal about how War Dog, not only does he not help win any competitions, but he's useless around camp. So War Dog's like, "Oh, I don't see any point in fishing. You know, we don't want to waste our energy going and doing that." And he says, "I'm going to go, I don't know, wash my toe or something." I think he had a sore toe or so. I don't remember. But anyway, he goes off. And then David and Kelly and the other one, Lauren, were all like, he won't even go fish. Like, he won't do anything. He couldn't throw the ball to save his life and the target. Awful. Now he won't go fish. And then they figure out, they're like, well, where did he go? Where did he go? And they all look and they figure out he's looking for an idol.
How dare he?
So they're like, well, we're all going to go look for an idol. So then they all rush out and they start looking for an idol with him.
Right.
Well, they get to this scene where Kelly and War Dog are standing in the same spot and the idol is in a tree right behind War Dog, like right over his shoulder. Mm-hmm. It's tied to the tree branch. And Kelly is like, he's like, "Oh, I think I'm going to go over here and look at something." It's like literally right behind him. She's like, "Yeah, okay, you go on. I'm going to look around here a little bit more." He goes off and Kelly gets the idol.
Yep.
So,
spoiler.
So Kelly has the idol now. She has an idol now, and Lauren has an idol.
And they tell each other.
And they tell each other that they have an idol. So that's basically what happened. And we don't know, because it sounded like a couple of them might want to vote War Dog out. You know, that was kind of tossed around. They also tossed around Wendy, and the other tribe tossed around David. You know, but then there's all this talk about, well, we don't want to go to rocks. We need to, anyway. So then.
Ad nauseum.
So then they have the, you know, a bunch of tribal BS, tribal council BS, and they all start whispering each other's ears, as you do, you know. Like David goes and whispers in Wendy's ear, and then, I don't know. There's all this whispering, but you don't know. I mean, you don't know what they're saying. So then they vote. So anyway, in short, they vote, and it's a tie. It's actually the Manu tribe votes for Lauren, which was funny because they didn't even bring up Lauren, so that was crazy. That must have had to do with some of the whispering that went on or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe one of them said, hey, we really think Lauren's sick and needs to go home. If you guys vote for her, you know, I don't know. Anyway, so then they voted for Lauren, and then the Lesu tribe all voted for Wendy.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was a tie, 4-4. So then Wendy and Lauren couldn't vote. And remember, Lauren had an idol, but she chose not to play it.
Right.
So then they revote, and anyway.
She can't use it on the revote.
Yeah, you can't use it on the revote. But actually, it was okay because Wendy was eliminated.
Oh, thank God. Did they get any chickens, though?
Well, they didn't mention any chickens.
She got to the point where she had to make a decision, and guess what she did?
She went
home.
We're not going to tell you.
Oh,
all right. she got to hug Jeff.
She did.
And
she
Jeff looked a little annoyed. This was not the time to hug me, Wendy. Get away. That's right. What he kind of looked like.
Then next time on Survivor. Come on in, guys. All right. Drop your buffs. You are now merged.
Oh.
So the merge is going to happen next episode. So that means that we have to pick our teams next episode.
And then after he makes that announcement, he says, oh, and there's one other thing. Come on in, guys. And they all go, oh, what? And it's everybody from the edge of extinction.
Wow.
Come in.
Yeah. So that means next episode, everybody? The three of us have to choose our teams.
Oh, no.
So get ready for that. So be ready with your list of possibilities. And we will do that next time.
Well, I got a lot of TV watching to do.
Yes, you do. So there you have it.
Any final thoughts, anyone?
Does anybody have a favorite right now? Now that we know that the merge is
Chris's
happen.
Crotch was my favorite, but now he's on the edge of extinction. So I mean,
well, I'm anxious to see who comes back from the edge of extinction.
We don't know exactly what's going on with the Edge of Extinction just yet.
That's correct.
No.
They all just
one of them is coming back in the game, evidently.
Well, I don't want to tell
you guys. They got a box that said, you know, pack your shit. One of you is getting ready to go back
it
in
said,
the game.
Come on in,
like
guys.
Okay. Right. So one of the four of them will be coming back. It'll be Chris, hopefully.
Well, it's so, five
remember,
now, right?
Remember, Keith has that advantage. So, and he kind of hinted that he would use it on Chris.
What was the advantage again?
It was penalize somebody in the competition.
It
to
said
come back
something
in.
About adding more knots or something. So it leads me to believe some competition they're going to have is going to have knots or make them untie knots or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Well, that would be a wise choice on Keith's part to.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you guys who I think is doing a good job because I don't want to cue you in on who is going to be on my team.
Oh,
that's good. Oh, that's a good point.
But I like Chris's crotch. But I don't know if he'll be back or not. So
hint, hint.
I mean, his crotch, you know, may win a few competitions after he gets back. So
now, my question is, the ones that don't get to come back in the game, do you think they will go back to the edge of extinction, or do you think they're out?
No, they're done. We're so far into this production that they can't possibly follow another three people.
I have trouble believing there'd be another battle back, as they do in Big Brother. So, but I don't know. I mean, maybe. Who knows?
See, I think they'll send them back because, and here's the reason I say it. It's because everybody will think, okay, well, we've had the Edge of Extinction come back into the competition, battle back thing. Now everybody's going home. We don't have to worry about that anymore.
No, they can't do it. There's no way that the production could possibly support another storyline after this.
Okay.
Because there's not, I mean, it's 7 weeks, right? And we're into week five.
I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised either.
7 weeks.
I wouldn't be surprised either way, but I'm leaning towards...
Ten weeks.
But, I mean, who knows? Who knows?
Oh, it's 39. It's 39 days. It's 13 weeks because it's 39 days, and they have a elimination every. Well, but it's 11 weeks. 11 or 12 weeks.
Apparently, it looks like from what Wikipedia is saying, there are 14 episodes. The jury vote is on episode 14.
Okay.
We just had episode 5, which was a 2-hour episode. And then the next one is 6, and then 14 will be the jury vote.
That counted only as one episode.
The 2 hours equals.
Well, Wikipedia is counting it as one episode. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what they counted it as.
Okay. All right. Well, but they're also saying they're 14, so we've got lots more to go then. We got 9 more weeks.
Oh, my God. I can't take it.
Faye is like, oh, God. I'm sitting the rest of this.
I don't have enough gin for that.
No.
So speaking of Faye, where can everybody reach you?
Why, thank you for asking. You can find me at pinkwheelnuts.com.
All right. Do you have a recent episode that went out?
Well, I had one about a week ago where I was complaining
talking about dear old dad.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, who cares about Dad? What about my old car?
Oh, yeah, and he's not happy.
Falling apart.
The cars are all falling apart.
Oh.
Rear main seal.
He's not going to be able to sell it for what it's worth and all that kind of stuff.
Well, Fatty, where can everybody find you?
You can't. Well, probably in a couple of weeks, you'll find me back at the assisted living.
You can find Fatty at bigfattyonline.com.
Okay, well.
All right. And,
If you're just now tuning in, you missed Shark Week.
You can find me at geekygay.com, where I have a brand new episode talking about the first day of our Disney cruise. And there should be a couple of more coming soon. And also pride48.com, where you can find many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts. And don't forget about the June event and the August event, which you can find out about at pride48.com. We will see you guys next week from outside the tribe.
Bye. Outside what?
The tribe.
No, from outside the edge of extinction.
Right. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.